It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 7th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is brusque, spelled B-R-U-S-Q-U-E. Brusque is an adjective that means markedly short and abrupt. It can also mean blunt in manner or speech, often to the point of ungracious harshness. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette by Dan Liebarger. Archaeologists look down on him because of his working-class background, and his brusque manner hasn't won him many friends. He doesn't argue with those he disagrees with, he just walks away. We borrowed the word brusque from French in the 1600s. The French, in turn, had borrowed it from Italian, where it was spelled brusco, B-R-U-S-C-O, and meant tart. And the Italian term came from bruscus, the medieval Latin name for butcher's broom, a shrub whose bristly leaf-like twigs have long been used for making brooms. English speakers initially used brusque to refer to a tartness in wine, but the word soon came to denote a harsh and stiff manner, which is just what you might expect of a word bristling with associations to stiff, scratchy brooms. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.